Paul Ramo here for Q92 Radio. Well, we have special people on the phone with us. The Agapes are on their annual summer tour, and Sadie Solem joins us by phone to tell us how they're doing on their trip this summer. And thanks, Sadie, for calling in.
You're welcome. We are, like you said, we are on our tour. We are currently in Eureka Springs, Arkansas, getting ready to go to the Passion Play.
Okay. Before we start talking about your trip here and what you're doing, and maybe some of our listeners don't know what the Agapes is all about, tell us a little bit about the Agapes.
Well, the Agapes started 51 years ago now in Dawson with just a few girls. And it was a singing group that traveled around, and it slowly grew into a group where area churches and area kids could come and join, grades 9 through 12. And that is kind of what it's been for the last, I don't know how many years, but it's a non-denominational group, and we meet every Wednesday during the school year, and then we go out and do church services in the spring, and then we tour in June.
Wow, 51 years you said, huh?
51 years, yep.
Were you a part of the Agapes?
What
year was that, Sadie?
Well, I graduated in 1997, so Paul, you can do the math.
Yeah, what was your experience like as an Agape singer?
I had a great experience. I really enjoyed it. It was a big part of my growing up, my faith. I went to Borgen Lutheran Church growing up, and there weren't a lot of kids besides like relatives and a few others that were very involved in church because it was a small church, so it was just kind of an extended youth group to be a part of. And so a lot of my friends and were part of the group, and so that was an important part of my faith walk. And then moving back to Dawson, a couple of the leaders that were there at the time decided to, they had done their time leading the group, and they were looking for someone else to help out, and I stepped into this role along with Stephanie Weber. She's still helping out with it as well, and in 2011 I started helping with the group again. So I've been with the group since then.
Wow. Do you remember any of your trips? Were you taking trips then in the summer then? Or?
Oh, yeah. Okay. We took, back then, buses were a lot cheaper. Gas was a lot cheaper. So we did farther trips. I remember we sang in Disneyland in California. We sang on a stage there.
Wow.
We did this trip that I'm doing right now, that we're on right now. We did this trip. We went out to see Carrie Tullison when she was out at Villanova one year. We also went to Washington, D.C. and New York even. So when I was in the group, we were able to travel a little bit farther because of prices. Right. It's much more expensive now. And it's a little bit harder to get into churches, especially post-COVID, than it was before. Mm-hmm. But we're still finding places to sing and worship and spend time together in fellowship.
Good. So you, the Agapes go around to different churches in our Q92 listening area and present the worship service that Sunday at that church then, right?
Yep, that's correct. Okay. Usually we do services like at 5 or 7 o'clock at night, just so we avoid taking people away from their church in the morning.
Right. So when does the season start? Immediately after school or...?
Yep, usually a week or two after the school year starts, we do a kickoff, and we spend the first month or so, kids can freely join, and then about after a month, we ask for a commitment for the year at that point.
Mm-hmm. Well, Sadie, before we turn it over to Haley and Ayana here, what do you like about the Agapes, Sadie? You know, why do you keep helping and being a part of the Agapes every year?
I think for me, it's obviously as a teacher, I really enjoy working with students, but I really enjoy getting to work with students outside in a different perspective, seeing them grow as people in their faith, and just seeing students having lighting the fire of Christ and having that bit of hope. You know, we live in a world where the news isn't always a positive thing, and there's a lot of things that can be negative around us, but these young people definitely give a lot of hope wherever they go, and that's just something that's uplifting and promising, and I just really enjoy that experience.
All right, real good, Sadie. Well, appreciate the time here, but you got some special guests you want me to talk with, huh?
Yep, I've got Haley Anderson. She is a senior She is an Agape officer, and then I also have Ayana Halstead. She's also a senior, and she is also an officer. So I will hand the phone to Haley first, and then we'll end up with Ayana last.
All right. Hi, Haley. How are you?
Good. How about you?
Good. Fresh off state track appearance, huh?
Yep.
And then you jump right into the Agape bus.
Yes.
All right. Haley, why don't you tell our listeners when the trip started and where you've been so far and what you've been doing?
So the trip actually started Sunday after we had a service at Covenant Church bright and early in the morning. And then we went to Sioux Falls, did a little Bible study after our service on Sunday. And then we traveled to Nebraska City, where we spent the night there and then did some fun activities there. And then Monday, we traveled to Branson, Missouri, where we went shopping, and then we went to this buffet, which was really good for food, and then we did large group and small group studies, and then we also went to, like, down to the strip mall kind of area last night, too, and then now today we traveled to Eureka Springs in Arkansas, and we've kind of just been hanging out there, and then this morning we were at Fritz in Branson, Missouri, which was a lot of fun, where you get to, like, run around, you can go on, like, all these, like, obstacle courses, which was a lot of fun.
I saw a few pictures there and posted on social media. It looked like fun this morning, huh?
Yes, it was.
So what did you do?
I went through, like, a lot of, like, I did, like, the rock climbing a little bit,
oh.
And then, like, all these tunnels that, like, went underneath the ground of the building, and then I went, like, above the building. So, yeah.
Cool. So you talk about Bible studies you do as a group or a small group. You mentioned you had a study in a park in Sioux Falls. Was that at Falls Park, or where was that at in Sioux Falls?
It was at the Sertoma Park.
Okay. And then you do daily Bible studies every day on the trip, I would gather, huh?
Yes, we do a small group Bible study every day, and then we also, like, towards, like, the end of the night, we'll do a large group Bible study.
Okay. All right, and I understand you stopped and visited a former Agape. Tell us about that, Haley.
Yes, we went to go see Isaiah Tuckett at his college, at the Ozark College, and that was a lot of fun. We did actually a small group Bible study there at the college, at the hotel that's on campus, and then we did a little gift shopping, and then Isaiah actually took us to the chapel where we took photos, and then we sang a song, and then he actually gave us a little bit of history of the campus, where he actually told us that, like, a majority of the buildings on the campus were actually made by former students and made by students. So, yeah.
Cool. Isaiah has been a Agape for many years, and then he graduated from La Caparra last year. And what's he going to college for again?
Culinary school.
Culinary school, yeah. I guess he's doing pretty good down there, cooking and working in restaurants and stuff, huh?
Yep.
All right. That was, I bet you that was a thrill for him to see you guys, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you having fun? Yeah, are you having fun on the trip, Haley?
Yes, I'm having a lot of fun. I am meeting new people that I don't usually talk to every day. I'm getting to learn more about people and how they got to this point in their life. And it's just been an overall fun experience.
And it helps your faith, I would gather, huh?
Yes, it does.
Okay, good. All right, Haley. Well, you got Ayana next to you. Nice talking to
you. Yes, it is. Thank you.
Yep.
Hi, Paul.
Hi, Anna. How's it going today?
Just dandy. How are you?
Well, it's a little warm outside here today, a little humid. How about down there?
Yes, it's very humid and sticky. It hasn't quite cooled down since we've been here.
Where exactly are you, Anna, again?
Today we are in Eureka Springs.
Arkansas, right?
Yep.
And what's the plan tonight?
So after we get ready here, we're going to go have supper and go to the Passion Play, and that'll start later tonight, about 8:30.
Okay. I understand the great passion play in Eureka is nationally known. A lot of people come from all over the world come to that play, don't they?
Yes, lots of people do.
Okay. So what's been, why are you an Agape, Ayanna?
To be completely honest, I first started because my older brother joined the group and we were in it at the same time, so we got to go together. And so after he graduated, I stayed because I just enjoyed the experience in the community and growing in my faith with people that I go to school with. And it's not, faith isn't always something we talk about at school, so it was really a great experience to see the other side of my friends and all the people that I got to know.
That's awesome. That's well said. So tell us about the other group. How many Agapes are on the tour? Or do you have adult chaperones and who they are?
Yeah, there's about 50 of us kids and adult chaperones and junior chaps, like former graduates, come with. My brother Jordan is along, and Mr. Hurley and his famous Mr. Pickles is along.
What's that? Tell us about that. I haven't heard that. What's that about?
Mr. Hurley acquires stuffed animals throughout the years of Agape tours, and I don't remember where he got Mr. Pickles, but Mr. Pickles likes to introduce himself before we leave, and he has his own fun voice and his fun laugh. Last year, Mr. Hurley adopted DK, Donkey Kong, who also has his own voice and his own laugh. And then the last tour we went on, Mr. Hurley got three snakes, Drew, Lou, and Sue, who are all brothers and sister, and they also have their own voices and the ways they talk personalities.
It's so fun. I haven't heard that one before. Oh, that's awesome.
It's so fun.
Yeah, so what's the rest of the tour look like for you?
So tomorrow we will go back up north to Kansas City for IHOP, the International House of Prayer, not pancakes.
Oh, it stands for International House of Prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a special place then?
Yes. My freshman year, we actually went. I didn't go because I was gone for tour, but that's where they went my freshman year. And a crazy thing happened. They got little prophecies and stuff from the people that were there, and it was really cool, so I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, that, I've never heard of that before. That's interesting. All right, and then where?
So tomorrow's Wednesday?
Yep.
Okay, then on Thursday, we're heading back out to Sioux Falls to have a service later in that evening.
Okay, at a church, I understand. Okay.
Yep, and then we'll travel, or on Friday morning, we'll have like one last hurrah, go roller skating, go to the Christian bookstore, eat, and then come back to Dawson for our homecoming service.
Okay, I think that's at Grace Lutheran at 7 o'clock, right?
Yes, it is.
All right. All right, Ayanna. Well, appreciate nice talking to you, and have a great rest of your trip then.
Thank you. Would you like to talk to Mrs. Sadie Solem?
Yep, you bet.
And Ayanna mentioned the service on Friday. That is a community event. Anyone is welcome to attend, and we'd love to see at the church filled. So 7 o'clock on Friday.
At Grace Lutheran in Dawson. Okay.
Awesome. Yep.
All right. Thank you, Sadie.
Thank you.
Yep. Fun catching up with all of you.
Yeah. Thanks, Paul. Appreciate it.
Yep. That's Sadie Solem with the Agapes on tour this summer.